As South Shore's Morning News rolls on, I'm Rob Hackelo, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, David.
All right, so here we are, another week, another data hack to watch out for. And so, David, fill us in here, because this may affect people. We know a lot of people have been certainly applying for jobs, and so job seekers might be affected by this latest hack.
Yes, absolutely. There's a company that does screening, DISA Global Solutions, for people who are looking for work for many major enterprises around the country. But they had a data breach, and I just want to make something clear. This data breach happened a year ago. And we're just finding out about it now.
How is that possible? Okay. Is that a, I mean,
there's nothing illegal about that.
Right.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Our politicians are working on that, but you know how that wheel turns.
Yes, the wheels of legislature turn slowly. Okay, because it does seem
exactly.
Like... So right now, if I'm a company that's affected by a data breach, is there any... I can hold on to that for a... Is there any time? I'm asking seriously. Yeah, can I hold on to that?
There is no specific time that you are forced at this point to tell anybody that you've had a data breach.
Wow.
In some instances... The people who are investigating the data breach for the company, as long as they don't say anything about it, say they're just investigating a supposed incident, it's not a data breach until they get it, until they say it's out.
Okay.
Even though they know it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the big problem also is that this is software that's used for people who are needing a job, right? And so this software basically looks into the background of the job applicant. Is that correct?
Yes, and with all of your personal information.
Okay, so if I'm a company, I would use this software? If
This company.
Yeah.
You would use this company, DISA Global Solutions. So I want to hire John Smith, but I need to know something about him. So
yeah.
Give me some data.
Okay.
Are there specific industries that use this DISA Global Solutions? Like, is it more of a financial or
use it to hire
more of an education? Because I know I've done a background check when I was going into education, and I felt like it was the Massachusetts Cory, right? Is this like connected to Cory?
Cory is different.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's not like a background check like this is. And this is a company that works with more than 55,000 businesses and a third of all the Fortune 500 companies in this country. So if you search for a job, you're looking for a job, I want to say from last February and prior to that, then you should be concerned about this. Now, the problem is, as I said, they haven't said a thing about this. When they first put this information out, they said the attacker was only responsible and maybe procured some information. Uh-huh. That's what they said to the affected individuals in the letter that they just sent out. Then in its own public statement, it said equally vaguely, "Presently, we have no evidence of actual or attempted misuse of your personal information."
Okay.
But that's just a bunch of cover up,
right?
I guess, you know,
because they literally do have so much information. And then in the article you sent us, it says multiple employee screening services, from drug and alcohol testing to the background checks to health screenings and physical exams, which means there's been a data breach of people's health information, as well as if they have used drug and alcohol.
So that information could be available to anyone.
I would say not could be.
Oh, it is available. Okay. Let me ask this question, too, just because, again, I want to explain if this works. If I went, say I applied for a job, would I know that my company used the screening service? First of all, do they have to disclose? So what would I know as a person that applied for a job?
I don't believe at this point that you would have to know who they're sending information to, but you do have to be told that they're going to do a background check.
Okay.
That's all as an employer, that's all you have to say.
Okay, so I don't have to say, so you're saying that anybody that said they had a background check performed on them might be affected?
Correct.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to say that if they did go through a company that used DISA Global Solutions, their data has been breached, and that concerns They've seen that it's 360,000 Massachusetts residents were impacted by the breach.
That's an incredible number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the 3.3 million, 360,000 were Mass residents. So that's the reason that we're bringing this up, because it takes a year to hear anything like this.
Yeah.
And in many cases, the hackers and cyber criminals do nothing with the information until after the breach has been talked about and forgotten about.
Right. So do the hackers leverage the fact that they have so many people's private information and they ask for a ransom for it? Is that essentially their end game?
That is their end game, but that's not, that hasn't happened here yet.
Mm. Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me take that back.
Yeah.
From the information that we've been given, that hasn't happened. But that does not mean that it hasn't happened and they paid the ransom or not paid the ransom or whatever this company may have done.
Yeah.
We may know that over the next year. But at this point, the reason I bring this up is because we know that these data breaches happen all the time.
Yeah,
it's not even news anymore. People just say, "Oh, yeah, it's not gonna affect me."
Yeah, not if, but when, you know, I'll just deal with it. You know,
right?
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Well, what everyone wants to do, and we talk about this all the time, guys, is that you want to lock down your credit history.
Mm-hmm.
It's painless. It's quick. And it protects you from these types of things. So these are going to continue to happen. Your data, as we know, is probably already out there from one of the previous hacks from years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still out there being sold.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what's worse, having your Social Security number out there, or as Beth talked about, it could be some personal information about your health, you know, which I think that information is really important to have on someone, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. We haven't seen it happen yet, but perhaps health insurance companies can gather some of this data and adjust our health premiums based what they're finding on the internet.
Oh, that's terrible. Now, you said lock down your credit, which I think is a great thing to do for the financial side of things, and your Social Security number. Now, my first question is, do you only have to do that once and that protects you throughout the numerous data hacks that happen? And then also, is there a way to lock down your health information in the same way?
Hmm.
To both of your questions, you really only have to do that once. Okay. Once it's on, unless you turn it off, It's still protecting you. Mm-hmm. About your health information, that's a great question, and we should talk to our health care providers and to the legislatures in this state to make that happen, because it's not happening now.
Mm.
There's no way you can lock that down. If it's breached through a health care company, it's there.
It's extremely problematic.
Yeah, that seems like a flaw, definitely, that needs to be addressed. So I'm sure we'll be talking more about that in the future. All right, so job seekers, if you've gone through an employee screening process, you might want to monitor your credit reports. Check it out. David's got the full information about the article, right?
Absolutely. Go to ActSmartIT.com and click on my blog link and lock down your credit.
ActSmartIT.com, ActSmartIT.com. David Snell joins us every week at this time on WATD. Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Just going to wait for the end of the music. I like it.
Me too.